We just bless you. We thank you for the privilege of being alive in a time like this. We thank you for the privilege of the call that you have placed upon our lives. We thank you for the privilege of the assignment that you have committed unto us. We thank you for the privilege that our eyes are seeing the things that we are seeing, that our ears are hearing the things that we are hearing. You said Abraham, Isaiah desire to hear those things. Lord, we are indeed privileged. We pray tonight that we will take advantage of that privilege. That, Lord, we will give all diligence to lay hold, to appropriate, to possess, and to manifest this reality. Lord, our gathering tonight is towards this intent. Lord, that we might behold, we might be persuaded, we might embrace, and we might manifest this reality. Let that be our experience in the name of Jesus Christ. We ask you, Lord, to anoint our gathering tonight. Anoint this meeting with fresh oil, Lord. Pour out oil upon this gathering. Let the unction of your spirit be experienced in this meeting tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, in the ministry of the word, in the hearing of the word, let there be life. Lord, I might speak unto life. We might hear unto life in the name of Jesus Christ. We just ask, Lord, that you will move in our midst tonight. Have your way, we pray, in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I always thank God that we have one more opportunity to hear the word of God. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I always keep saying this, take nothing for granted. Praise the name of the Lord. We take a lot of things for granted. One of the things we take for granted is the words that we hear. Praise the name of the Lord. And you may not understand what privilege we have today. Maybe until tomorrow comes. Praise the name of the Lord. But I want to encourage us to take advantage of what you hear. We tend to get used to the words that we're hearing. And sometimes the value, the privilege is lost on us. Praise the name of the Lord. May the Lord make us to realize the privilege. He said, blessed are your what now? Your ears. I don't know if you understand that, brethren. My ears are blessed because of the words I'm hearing. Praise the name of the Lord. It's a privilege to hear the things. I mean, who said that I will utter things that have been kept? There are things God planned. He deliberately kept them hidden until a particular time when he began to utter them out for a particular people whom he has destined for a particular purpose. And because you are hearing this word, we have the opportunity to be a part of this thing. Praise the name of the Lord. And may the Lord help us to lay hold, grab this opportunity. Praise the name of the Lord. I want to read from Genesis chapter 6. I'll be talking tonight about the flood. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Genesis chapter 6. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to start reading from verse 1. Our time is gone, but the Lord will help us. Amen. I'll read it from the Amplified Version. Praise the Lord. It says, when men began to multiply on the face of the land, and daughters were born to them, the sons of God saw that the daughters of men were fair, and they took wives of all they desired and chose. Then the Lord said, my spirit shall not forever dwell and strive with man, for he also is flesh, but his days shall be 120 years. Verse 4. They were giants on the earth in those days, and also afterwards, when the sons of God lived with the daughters of men, and they bore children to them. These were the mighty men who were of old, men of renown. 5. The Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination and intention of all human thinking was only evil continually. And the Lord regretted that he had made man on the earth, and he grieved at heart. So the Lord said, I will destroy, blot out, and wipe away mankind, whom I have created from the face of the ground. Not only man, but the beasts and the creeping things and the birds of the air. For it grieves me and makes me regretful that I have made them. But Noah found grace, favor in the eyes of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. This is the history of the generations of Noah. Noah was a just and righteous man, blameless in his evil generation. Noah walked in habitual fellowship with God. Praise the name of the Lord. I jump to verse 11. It says that the earth was depraved and putrid in God's sight, and the land was filled with violence, desecration, infringement, outrage, assault, and lust for power. And God looked upon the world and saw how degenerate, debased, and vicious it was. For all humanity had corrupted their way upon the earth and lost their true direction. And God said to Noah, I intend to make an end of all flesh. For through men, the land is filled with violence, and behold, I will destroy them with the land. Praise the name of the Lord. I jump to verse 17. It says, for behold, I will bring a flood of waters upon the earth to destroy and make putrid all flesh under the heavens, in which are the breath and spirit of life. Everything that is on the land shall die. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, we are reading not about something that happened years ago. We are reading about what now? Today. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, Jesus told us, he says, as it was in the days of who now? Of Noah. Sorry, please. Praise the Lord. He said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in that time, that period, when the Son of Man is about to be what now? To be revealed. Praise the name of the Lord. So, brethren, we are dealing with something that has to do with us. Not history, but present day reality. Praise the name of the Lord. One of the things the Lord told us, we understand that, is that at this time, men are going to be occupied with the cares of this life. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together, brethren? He said that they were eating and what now? Drinking. They were buying and selling. They were planting and building. And they were marrying and what? Giving in marriage. What does that mean? It means that the hearts of men are really going to be overtaken with the affairs of life. Praise the name of the Lord. And brethren, this is the time that we are living in. Today, this hour, And so we're talking about ourselves. We're talking about our environment. We're talking about our condition and our situation at this time of the end. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I believe that as we discuss this matter, we need to be conscious. We need to look at ourselves. We need to consider ourselves in the light of what the Lord is saying. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And so this is the time we find ourselves in, brethren. It is your time. It's my own time. Noah, in the midst of that situation, was a just man. Praise the name of the Lord. He was a just man before that generation. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. God says something about this generation. He says that as men began to multiply upon the earth from the time of Adam, population began to do what now? To increase. Certain things began to happen. And he says that daughters were born unto men. Now, this is one of those scriptures where theologians have, you know, come up with all kinds of explanations. Praise the name of the Lord. I'm not going to bother to go into that. But I'm going to try for us to see this scripture as it relates to who now? To us. Praise the name of the Lord. It relates to a mixture. Now, let's say the Bible says that we are the sons of God. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And they were daughters of men. You know, I took time to look at this scripture, and somehow God began to minister something to my heart. You know, the Bible, when the Bible talks about marrying, we understand what it means. Praise the name of the Lord. It means something that you give your what now? Affection to. Praise the name of the Lord. Not only that, by virtue of giving your affection to it, you become joined to that thing. Praise the name of the Lord. I'm trying to see if I can put out something here. There was something about the desire of people that began to control and dominate their what now? Their lives. You know, the Bible says that they saw that the daughters of men were very fair. Now, the whole of this earth is full of primarily three things. The lust of the flesh, the lust of what now? The eyes, and what now? The pride of life. The Bible says that that is the gate of what now? Of hell. We're going to look at that. The power of hell. If the enemy wants to enter your heart, you know, Brother Chijoke was talking about the five senses. Praise the name of the Lord. The enemy's whole strategy is founded on the senses. I don't know if you understand that. Everything is founded on what now? The senses. That's the only way he can come at you. I don't know if you're following what I'm saying, brethren. Hallelujah. If he wants to tempt you, he is limited to what now? Your senses. It must be something you see with your eyes. Is that correct? Are you getting my point? That's the first point of contact. It must be something you hear with what now? Your ears. And you see, because as at the time man fell, man was restricted and limited to what now? His senses. So what does the enemy do? He puts things across you. When the children of Israel came to, where was that now? Where was this Baal-peor experience? Balaam gave them counsel. He told Balak, say, go find your finest women. Are we together? Find your finest girls. Find the skimpiest, what now? Dresses, bikinis, spaghetti, what do you call it now? Hands. Are we together? You know, today, you know, fashion is an issue, isn't it? I don't know if you just put up the internet. You know, I sometimes look and I see it's supposed to be a fashion show and somebody's wearing a transparent dress. Do you understand? And I'm wondering, what's going on here? Nothing except that the enemy wants to plant what now? A seed where? Inside you. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? Now, I don't know why the Lord has been touching us this way. If you're a woman, you need to know that God has given you a certain capacity. Praise the name of the Lord. God has designed you in a very interesting way that can be easily what now? Perverted. And what now? Distorted. Praise the name of the Lord. I don't know if I'm communicating. It's very important. The things, the eyes is a primary, you know, instrument in the hands of the enemy. And it says here that it's so that the daughters of men were what now? Fair. This world is full of attractive things. Praise the name of the Lord. From the cars you see, everything about the visible world is designed and manipulated to capture what now? Your heart. Am I communicating, brethren? The car you see out there, the contour, the feature of that car didn't just come out like that. Praise the name of the Lord. The enemy knows the power of imagery. Both your conscious and what now? Unconscious. Do you know there are things you hear, but you didn't know you heard it? There are things you see, but you did not know that what now? You saw it. Why? Because you didn't see it with what now? The conscious part of you. But conscious or subconsciously, that image has been what now? Planted. It is what you see, what you hear, what you feel. These are the things that affect your behavior. And what now? Your feelings. A young man listens to a record. He's thinking he's listening to rock music, but behind it, there is a suicide message there. Are you getting my point? He's hearing, but that aspect of his listening is what now? Unconscious, in your subconscious. So a message, at the end of it, he finishes that, he goes and he commits what now? Suicide. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, I want us to understand this. You know, sometimes Christians are ignorant. The designer who designs dresses knows exactly what he is what now he's doing. The musician who is playing rock music knows exactly what he's what now he's doing. The only people who don't know what they are doing are what now? The people of God who call themselves what now? Christians. Now, what are we trying to say? I'm just trying to stop, touch here for a while. When, before man fell, he had physical eyes. Praise the name of the Lord. But he was not dependent on what now? On this. Because he had other eyes. But you guys are talking about the soul. Bible talks about those seven eyes. Praise the name of the Lord. So whatever information he was getting in this environment, he was processing it with what now? Other senses beyond the natural what now? Senses. Brethren, are we together? Praise the name of the Lord. Now, when man fell, those eyes were what now? Closed. He said that his foolish heart became what now? Darkened. He now was restricted and limited to what now? His physical senses. He became sensual. And it's very easy to manipulate a man who is dependent on what now? His senses. Are we together? Praise the name of the Lord. That was what happened to Israel. The moment those girls came into camp, you knew that the young men were going to get what now? Distracted. Now, that is like the internet. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? Amen. The moment they got into camp, all the young men lost interest in what was happening in camp. And they started looking at who now? At the girls. After a while, they left camp and went to the gate of the camp, met them. The next time you saw them, they were where now? In Moab, worshipping what now? Their God. They have been captured by what they saw with what now? With their eyes. What you see with your eyes awakens your desire. You see that, he said that the sons of God saw that the daughters of men were what now? Fair. Beautiful, attractive, appealing, something to be what now? Desired. Not only that, it struck a chord in themselves. The Bible said that they now began to choose whichever one they desired. There was, praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know how to get across this. Praise the name of, he said they took wives of all that they what now? Desired and what? And chose. Their appetite went haywire. As I'm talking right now, I believe God is bringing a word to us about our what now? Our appetites. Praise the name of the Lord. You see, we're in a time when we have to tell ourselves what now? The truth. Why? Because we don't have enough what now? Enough time. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, when you have money at your disposal, there is a power that breaks forth within you. Praise the name of the Lord. Hello? Are we communicating? Are we communicating? Okay. Praise the name of the Lord. Okay, let me give you an illustration. There was a man named Samson. Praise the name of the Lord. What was it about Samson? Anytime you read about Samson, what is the first lesson you learn? This was a man who was anointed of God. But he had an appetite that could not be brought under what now? Under control. Praise the name of the Lord. Under control. We are like that. I've known people who change cars. Do you understand that? Like what now? Like their dress. It's not because of anything. Because, well, you have the capacity to do that. Praise the name of the Lord. And I've also known Christians' dresses. Are we together, brethren? You get into your wardrobe and you have dresses that for the past 3 years you have not worn that dress. Something is wrong, oh. Praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, are we together? Something is seriously what now? Wrong somewhere. We cannot go far until certain aspects of our appetite have been what now? Judged. And judged by the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. What am I just trying to say here? I'm trying to say that we're living in a time when men's appetites are going what now? Haywire. That is what I see in this particular verse of scripture. They took wives. In other words, anything that they desired, they did not do what now? Restrain themselves. I think it was Solomon who said that in Ecclesiastes. He said, whatever I desired, I did not restrain myself. I did what now? I took. And brethren, God wants to judge our appetite, our capacity. Praise the name of the Lord. He said that there are certain men who woke up in the night and they began to plot and think what they do because it is simply within their what now? Their power to do it. Praise the name of the Lord. It's time to put a knife to what now? Our throat. Brethren, it's time to put a knife to what now? Our throat. Every year we talk about fashion. Why? Because the power is still what now? Upon us. But God has to break it. Praise the name of the Lord. God will have a people who begin to live the life of the cross. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So, brethren, we're having a people who, the Bible says, whatever they saw, whatever they like, they just take. God has to bring a restraint upon our lifestyle. He has to bring a restraint upon our food. Some of us like food. I like food. Praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, are we together? You are not going far. I'm not going far until that aspect of our life is what now? Is judged. Why are we saying all these things? Man is about to enter the heavens. Praise the name of the Lord. Who was talking about becoming a pillar in the house of what now? Our God. Brethren, the things that we enter, we catch a glimpse, we interact, and then we come back. We are about to enter to do what now? To abide. That was how it was in the beginning. Praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, are we together? But the uncircumcised and the unclean cannot what now? Cross that threshold. If the uncircumcised, you see, until a person is weaned from certain aspects of his life, there are certain dimensions of the realm of the spirit that you and I cannot what now? We can't touch. We can only hear about them, talk about them, but we cannot experience them. Now, this time, God wants to judge the issue of strange wives. This was what destroyed Solomon. Praise the name of the Lord. Imagine the dimension of glory that Solomon had. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The dimension of life, revelation, wisdom, inspiration. And, you know, you can... The Bible says that Solomon loved many strange women. Brethren, some of us, our appetites are very strange. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Are we together? Praise the name of the Lord. God wants to judge it. Praise the name of the Lord. God wants to judge this aspect of marrying strange, what now, wives. We are speaking about somebody who is uncontrollable in his talking, in his eating, in his anger, praise the name of the Lord, in his appetite, in his sexual capacity, praise the name of the Lord, in his buying and buying and buying and buying. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, most times we have come to believe that it's all about coming here to hear about the kingdom of God and all that. But then our lifestyle must begin to show, hallelujah, that the cross is working in us. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. When that thing begins to happen, people will know. God must shake us. You know, I did not know. I had an experience recently that made me to realize that I was not pushing as much as I should push. I had some symptoms in my body. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, and had some pains. And then I went to run a test. I did a test for my PSA. It's a prostate specific antigen. And I found out it was high. So because of the pain I was already having, there was only one logical conclusion. Praise the name of the Lord. Are you with me? You better listen very well. Now, cancer runs in my natural family. My father had prostate cancer. My uncle, his only brother, had prostate cancer. Praise the name of the Lord. My position was and has still is that I'm not from that world now, family. You know, sometimes when these things are preached about lineage, how you must cut off, it sounds like a joke. This experience taught me that it's not a joke. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together, brethren? You know, sometimes we think these things are theories. Oh, brethren are always saying, and customs, ancestral spirits, this and that and that and that. Well, you better find out where you are from. If you're from Egypt, the disease of Egypt will do what now? Will come upon you. We are in a time when we are to depart from Egypt. Brethren, are we together? As we depart from Egypt, the things of Egypt stays right back where now? In Egypt. These things, we must begin to experience them. Brethren, the first thing that came to me was fear. Praise the name of the Lord. I don't you understand? You know, cancer is like a death sentence, isn't it? Let's tell the truth now. Praise the name of the Lord. It's almost like a death sentence. You know, it came like an overpowering, overwhelming fear. So I saw myself, wow. So my wife is going to be a widow. I said, my daughter, wow. Lord, you gave me this girl and then you're now going to like that. You know, I thought about so many things. I said, oh, even people are going to laugh at me. They say he's serving God. You know, all kinds of thoughts and thoughts and thoughts and thoughts and, you know, filled my heart. You know, sometimes certain things happen for you to realize your state, your condition, and the things you need to do about your life. For the first time I realized, I said, God, I'm not satisfied. I knew that, okay, fine, I'm going tomorrow, but I could have done what now? Better. I began to realize that there were certain aspects of my life that I did not give the push that I could have done. The offerings that I could have made that I did not do. Praise the name of the Lord. And the things about my life that I didn't, you know, put the way I want they should have been. And brethren, I was battling with this. I came to a point I began to talk with God. Praise the name of the Lord. I said, God, no, that's not the deal. And then I had to go back to some of the things the Lord has spoken to me before now. Praise the name of the Lord. It's important that you have a word from the Lord. Do you understand me, brethren? You see, the things, when the chips are down, you need to have a word from the Lord about your life. You need to anchor somewhere. I had to begin to go to those words and do what now? And anchor there. I said, the God who said these words could not be lying. Praise the name of the Lord. But one thing happened. I began to fast every week, Monday to Friday. I didn't realize that it could be a normal part of what now? Of my life. Brother, don't you understand my point? Where you are right now, it's possible that you're wasting your time. It could take something like this to become a wake-up word now, call in your life. Praise the name of the Lord. Began to fast, wait upon the Lord. I called my wife, talked about this matter. Just began to speak to the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Eventually, I had to go to the hospital and go and do scan and all that. Praise the name of the Lord. When there was nothing. Praise the name of the Lord. I don't know if you understand that. Scanned everything, nothing. In fact, they scanned beyond the prostate, went to the liver, went to kidney, went everywhere. Now, I don't know. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? But the point was that suddenly I realized that, God, I could have done better. Are we together, brethren? I could have done what now? Better. And brethren, I want to tell you, you can do better. Are we together? Don't wait until a situation like this comes upon you. Don't wait. Praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, are we together? Don't wait. This is the last time. This is the last offering. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord requires you. He said, my son, give me your heart. At that point in time, football was no longer interesting. I don't know if you understand the point. The things that I used to find appealing, I didn't have time for them. Praise the name of the Lord. I don't know if you're following what I'm saying, brethren. You see, brethren, there is a way God wants to capture our hearts. There is a way God wants to capture you. There is a hold God wants to have on you. All things become shadows in the light of Him. This is the life that God is calling us to live. And there's no other time. It is when, it is now. Praise the name of the Lord. It took maybe the fear that it was all over for me to begin to realize certain things. Praise the name of the Lord. You don't have to come to that point. As you're hearing this word tonight, I want you to know, hallelujah, that God is requiring something from you. Praise the name of the Lord. This is the time. You see, we're living in a time, we've been going on this verse 2, when men are allowing their appetites, as we're going to read. You see, men are controlled and dominated by what now? Their appetite. And we defend our appetites. Praise the name of the Lord. We defend it like Samson said, she pleaseth me. This is what I want. Get her for me. Praise the name of the Lord. And God himself is saying, look, my spirit will not strive. How long am I going to strive with you? Praise the name of the Lord. How long am I going to tell you this thing, you have to give this thing up? How long am I going to tell you that this lifestyle does not reflect what you profess? How long am I going to bear with you? Brethren, we don't have all the what now? The time. Praise the name of the Lord. God says, my spirit will not forever strive or dwell and strive with man. There is a time gap. There is a time limit. Praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, anyway, this union began to bring forth certain character traits. You know, one of the meanings of the word giants here means monsters of what now? Iniquity. Brethren, are we together? When men begin to be captivated by the things of the world, and you give your soul to them, brethren, are we together? Certain things begin to manifest in your what now? Your character and your what now? Personality. Giants. Praise the name of the Lord. You have certain habits, besetting sins. Now, some of them are based on things that we have been exposed to. Some we inherited. Praise the name of the Lord. But some are things that we expose ourselves what now to. The sons of God and the daughters of what now? Of men. So, brethren, the eye is a very powerful factor. We need to make a covenant with our eyes. It's a part of this way. The things you need to see. You know, pornography, you know, I was reading an article on the internet. If you know the number of pastors who are involved with pornography at this time, praise the name of the Lord. They call it the, how do they call it, the silent killer or something like that. I mean, with one click of your this thing, whoosh, like that. And you see, it's a deadly thing because once he gets his claw into you, you know what it does? It goes into your will and takes it what now? Captive. You can't say no. You understand the point? I won't do this, I won't do this. And you're going towards the situation because a power greater than you has what now? Taking hold. Praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, this is the reality that we are dealing with. And this is the situation that the humanity is in. The advert world is just moving into the souls of men and what now? Taking men what? Captive. Praise the name of the Lord. Sons of God overtaken by the daughters of what now? Of men. Praise the name of the Lord. And they were just taking them. There were no restrictions. There were just anyone they wanted, anyone they liked, they just took. Our lives are sometimes like that. But God says, I'm about to do something very devastating. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Verse 5 says that the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth. Now, when the Bible says that God saw, where is he looking at? He's looking where? Into the soul of man, isn't it? The Bible says that God does not see the way man does what now? Sees. Man looketh what? On the outward. Praise the name of the Lord. God looks where? In the heart. There's a lot of garbage accumulating in the heart. And the Lord says, I am done with this thing. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. He says here that every imagination and intention of all human what now thinking. Do you know what it means? It means that something has taken hold of the mind of man and has forced it into a particular what now direction. Away from God. The very purpose of the world system that we romance so much is to take our hearts what now away from God. Praise the name of the Lord. The more time you spend on internet, the less time you spend with who now? With God. Young people spend more time on Facebook than they spend with their Bibles. Is that correct? Yes, it is. They spend more time browsing, spend more time, see them on their phone, like that. And brethren, you see, the heart is being what now? Overtaken. The more you do that, the less appetite you have for the things of what now? Of the Spirit. Praise the name of the Lord. And the Lord is saying that this is going to be the dominant feature of this time and of this season. Many are battling with things that, you know, they brought upon themselves. But you see, I want to have good news for you, brethren. The Lord has a solution. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord has a solution. He said, I'm going to do something. Praise the name of the Lord. He says, verse 7, so the Lord said, I will destroy. I will blot away. Blot out. I will wipe away mankind whom I have what now? Created from the face of the ground. He says, not only man, but the beasts and the creeping things and the birds of the air. For it grieves me and makes me regretful that I have what now? I have made them. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, I'm sure by now, when we read these things, we begin to understand that we're not talking about animals flying in the air. We're dealing with certain aspects of our personality. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Certain aspects of our being, who we are in our soul. God says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, Paul was writing, he said that all flesh is not what now? The same flesh. We have read that before. Praise the name of the Lord. All flesh is not the same flesh. My problem is different from your problem. My problem could be the creeping things. Amen. There are brethren like that. Our ways are not straight. Praise the name of the Lord. Our ways are not straight. We're like this, like that. Nobody can pin you down. Of course, you keep noticing that all animals that go like this have double what now? Tongue. You have to read their lips to understand what they are what now? Saying. Lying is a nature. Lying is also what now? A spirit. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. God says, I'm going to judge that situation. He said, I'm going to judge the birds of the air. Pride and haughtiness and arrogance. You know, I didn't know I could get upset when we were coming to this camp. Two different drivers hit my car within the space of less than 15 minutes. And all of them were deliberate in Abba. Praise the name of the Lord. Both were deliberate. So the first one, you know, hit the car. It was, we're all, you know, everybody was squeezing, trying to, so he wanted to force his way in and deliberately brush the car, you know, and all that. So I didn't know what to do. I was banging on his car. He wasn't looking at me. By the time that one moved to go to the road, this one that came from a different side like that, went to the front and bashed the car and did not stop. He just kept going. That one, I jumped out of the car. I went to him and I was wondering, what am I going to now do with this man? I could not fight him. Do you understand the post? I was just looking at him. I was very upset. And then suddenly I realized that, you understand the point, the enemy is at work. Praise the name of the Lord, trying to rouse the beasts. The lion. The beasts. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. God said something. That aspect of our being, I want to do what now? Destroy it. I want to wipe it out completely. How is he going to do this? There are waters that are going to come forth from within. Praise the name of the Lord. There are waters that are going to come forth from where? From above. And brethren, these waters will begin to prevail. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's read this scripture. I want to jump. Praise the name of the Lord. In fact, verse 17 just goes on to describe what we have been talking about. That the earth was depraved and putrid in God's sight, and that the land was filled with violence, desecration, infringement, outrage, assault, and loss of power. I looked at the word violence. You know, it's the Hebrew word chamas. Have you heard the word Hamas before? Eh? It's the same word. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The word violence in Genesis in verse 11. Say the earth was filled with violence. That's the Hebrew word chamas. The Arabic form is what now? Hamas. I don't know if you've heard of Hamas before. Praise the name of the Lord. They are the ones that are harassing who now? Israel. Praise the name of the Lord. It means violence. Violent man. Praise the name of the Lord. A destroyer. The earth, the soul was filled with what now? Violence. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. God said, I'm going to do something. And brethren, I want to tell us something. I don't know what your situation has been, but I have news for you. Praise the name of the Lord. God says, I'm going to release an energy. I'm going to release a power. Praise the name of the Lord. The day you receive the Holy Spirit, it was not just to speak what now in tongues. The hour for the Spirit is what now is here. Brethren, are we together? This is the overcoming generation. This is the overcoming people. And I tell you, what you need to overcome has already been what now? Given to you. It's about to break loose. It's about to break forth. Prayer is about to come forth in a way you have never seen it before. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. God said in verse 13, he said, Noah, I intend to make an end of all what now? Flesh. Brethren, I want to tell you something. Anybody who tells you that God will not make an end of all flesh, don't believe him. Praise the name of the Lord. The Lord will bring the old man, the old nature, the old person to a permanent terminal what now? End. That's God's plan and that's God's program. And that's what I'm holding on to. Praise the name of the Lord. I intend. That's God's intention. The Bible said that the thoughts of the Lord, they do what now? They endure forever. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So God wants to generate a flood. You know, in the scriptures, there are two kinds of flood. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. There's a flood that comes from the mouth of the dragon. Praise the name of the Lord. All the fashion. Are you getting my point? All the filthiness. All the violence you watch in your movies. Hello? How many of you like action movie here? Eh? Praise the name of the Lord. You know, when Christians, parents, they buy their children toy guns. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together, brethren? You know, sometimes I wonder how ignorant. I said, okay, what's this gun you are giving this child? What are you telling this child? Do you understand? And I want to tell you, if you still love movies, what you watch becomes a part of what now? Your personality. We have come to a point where we need to know that you need to say you need to look at the word of God. The perfect law of what now? Liberty. And keep looking there. Because you are transformed into the image of what you are what now? You are beholding. It's not a law that says don't watch movie. It's simply a question of people who have no understanding and who have what now? Knowledge of the dynamics of the soul. The soul is like a womb. Whatever you plant there is what you're going to do what now? You're going to reap. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So there's nothing like entertainment, brethren. You need to ask yourself, what am I feeding on? It's garbage in, what now? Garbage out. Praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, are we together? Hello? There's a flood that comes from the mouth of what now? The dragon. Praise the name of the Lord. You see it in the books. On the road. The magazines. Praise the name of the Lord. It is filthiness designed to make your soul. You know, there's something about the soul. The soul doesn't have any outlet. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. It's anything that goes in does what now? Stays there. It's not like there's a valve through which the thing will leak out. It has no outlet. So if you dump filth there, it does what now? It stays there. That's the nature of your soul. So, you need to be careful. The Bible says that guard your heart. Do you understand me, brother? Do you know what it means to guard? You have to make sure that nothing that defileth should enter into what now? That city. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, guard your heart with what now? All diligence. As you're walking on the streets, as you are sitting down in your house, you need to set what now? A guard over your heart. Why? He says that out of it, the issues, you know what that issue means? The springs and what now? The fountains of what? Of life. You know, Jesus said, it's not what goes into a man that defies him. When I say going, that's a physical aspect. Do you understand that? Is what was now comes out of the man. He says, out of the heart comes forth what now? Everything. All murder. Wickedness. All. They come from the heart. And they are the things that do what now? That defile a man. They affect your person. They affect your personality. They affect your behavior. Praise the name of the Lord. They affect you. And so you need to guard with all this. This is the time when Christians need to be conscious of life. You need to be conscious as you're going. You need to be conscious when you sit down. You need to be conscious of the man you are talking with, the friend that you do what now, you keep. You can't keep a friend just for friendship. Do you understand the point? Friendship, every relationship has a purpose. Praise the name of the Lord. The true test of every relationship is the influence that relationship has what now on you. Did you hear what I said, brethren? The true test of every relationship is the influence that relationship has what now on you. Friends are designed to influence you. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So choose for the better, not for the worse. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So brethren, God says, I am going to send a flood. Let me read a few scriptures. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's go still continue. Let's go to chapter 7. God told Noah, I'm going to send a flood. Brethren, I want to tell you, God's flood for his people is a river of life. Praise the name of the Lord. It's a release of a supernatural energy that begins to work upon the soul. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's look at chapter 7. We'll go start from verse 11. I'll just read there and then I'll jump. It says, in the year 600 of Noah's life. I looked at the word 600. Six is the number of man. It's also the number of what now? Sin. Praise the name of the Lord. It came to a fullness. Sin came to a fullness. Man came to a fullness. When that situation came, God judged. So what happened? He says, in the 17th day of the second month, that same day, all the fountains of the great deep were broken up and burst forth, and the windows and floodgates of the heavens were what now? Opened. Praise the name of the Lord. The day you received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Praise the name of the Lord. I tell you, the purpose for that baptism has what now? Has come. Praise the name of the Lord. We are battling with situations in our lives. We are battling with habits. We are battling with circumstances. We are battling with spirits. We are battling with, you know, our environment. We are battling with our mind. Some of the experiences we have had in the past, they all seem to want to dominate our lives. Praise the name of the Lord. Sometimes I meet people who are perpetually depressed. Christians. Praise the name of the Lord. Just something little is keeping them from committing what now? Suicide. I meet those who are perpetually angry. They are angry with the brethren. They are angry with their own family. They are angry with their parents. They are angry with their colleagues. Something is dominating their lives. You meet others who are battling with lust. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. From one relationship to the other. There is something in the soul. But I want to tell you something. If you have been baptized in the Holy Spirit, the Lord is saying you have the capacity, you have the ability to overcome. Praise the name of the Lord. You not only can overcome, you will overcome. Praise the name of the Lord. Here, something happened. I want to tell you what happened. You know, the Bible says in that year, something broke open within the soul of what now? Of man. Hallelujah. The life of God in the spirit of man did what now? Broke through. Praise the name of the Lord. The river of life began to do what now? To flow through. Praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, are we together? It began to, waters began to issue out of what now? The sanctuary. You know, in Ezekiel chapter 47. He said these waters began to do what? To flow. Initially it was where? At the ankle. From the ankle, it came where? It came to the knee. From the knee, where did it go to? It came to the waist. Brethren, see the same thing happened here. Praise the name of the Lord. God's decision was to judge everything in which there was the breath of what now? Of life. What is the breath of life? We're dealing with the human passion. Praise the name of the Lord. Every aspect of your life that is still motivated by what now? The natural things. Paul writes about people who are dominated by their appetites. Praise the name of the Lord. They are dominated by food. They are dominated by anger. They are dominated by what now? Lust. When you see a man walking on the road, something is what now? Is driving him. It's either he's driven by bread. Do you understand the point? The bread. What shall I eat? What shall I drink? What shall I what now? Put on. Every step he takes is dominated by the, do you understand? The material realm. And that man is a dead man. It says that man shall not live by what now? Bread alone. See, your fathers ate bread. They ate bread and they did what now? They died. Brethren, there are motivations beyond the natural. There is a spirit within a man that can motivate you. He said that this man shall live by every word that what now? Proceeded out of the mouth of God. God speaks. Praise the name of the Lord. The word of the Lord can motivate your life. When you wake up in the morning, it is the word of God that is what now is quickening you. Praise the name of the Lord. The Bible says that whatsoever is birthed of God, what action you do, what word you speak, what project you engage in that is motivated by God, does what now? It overcomes the world. Praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, are we together? Now, this is a life that God is calling us to live. It's a life inspired by God. Praise the name of the Lord. It's a life motivated by what now? By God. There's an energy. There's a spirit. There's a power. Paul said, I labor. Hallelujah. I'm working. There's what now? There's a power that is what now? At work in me. His prayer in Ephesians chapter 1. He said, I pray for you, brethren, that the eyes of your what now? Understanding. That is the eyes of your inward man. Be what now? Be opened. In fact, the Amplifier says, be flooded with light. That darkness in the soul, let light what now? Flood it. So that you will know the hope to which you have what now? You have been called. Praise the name of the Lord. Not only to know the hope, you will also know what God expects to benefit from your life. And most importantly, you will know the exceeding greatness of the power that is what now at work. There is a power at work in us, brethren. We have not experienced it. But it is there. How can a man receive the Holy Spirit and then die without experiencing the reality of what now? Of that spirit. It's a tragedy. That's a tragedy of my life. That's a tragedy of our lives. That we have within us the greatest power. The same spirit that raised up who now? Jesus from the dead. I remember the song Kate Green sang. I think I've mentioned it here before. Come away. Come away. Come away with me, my love. He says, how can you be so dead when you've been so well fed? Jesus rose from the dead. You can't even get out of bed. I don't know if you understand what I'm trying to say. The same spirit dwells in both of you. To wake up in the morning is a problem. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. There is something within you. You have to find out how to do what now? How to release it. That is God's item on the table. The fountains of the deep. Praise the name of the Lord. There are waters within this place. Brethren, I don't know if you understand my point. There are waters. There are powers within you. that need to be unlocked. That is the power for righteousness. It's the power for godliness. It's a power. Paul said, according to the working, whereby he is able to do what now? Subdue all things under himself. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now look at what happened when this flood was released. He says that the flood, that is the downpour of rain, was on the earth for 40 days. And the waters, what now? Increased. Praise the name of the Lord. Is there an increase of the waters in your life? Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Read this. He said it increased and bore up what now? The ark. Now let's read something in Philippians chapter 3. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And we'll get back to this point. Philippians chapter 3. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We're going to read the famous Philippians 3. I want to start from verse 7. Amplified. Paul's testimony. Verse 7 says, but whatever former things I had that might have been gains to me, I have come to consider as one combined loss. Praise the name of the Lord. For Christ's sake. Furthermore, I count everything as loss compared to the possessing of the priceless privilege, the overwhelming preciousness, the surpassing worth, and the supreme advantage of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, and of progressively becoming more deeply and intimately acquainted with him, of perceiving and recognizing and understanding him more fully and clearly. For his sake, I have lost everything, and I consider it all to be mere rubbish, refuge, dregs, in order that I may win and gain Christ, the anointed one. Let's jump to verse 10. 10. For my determined purpose is this. Now, any man that does not have a purpose in life, praise the name of the Lord, is destined to be a failure. Praise the name of the Lord. That is why God brings this vision very clearly. I was looking through scriptures, you know, and it says that God wants to cleanse us. Praise the name of the Lord. Purge us and make us blameless. And that becomes my determined word now, purpose. Do you believe that? Actually believe that at the coming of the Lord, there will be a people standing who are going to be what now? Blameless, irrebukable. In other words, you look into their personality, you will not have cause to do what now? To reproach them. Praise the name of the Lord. To blame them. Everything about them, the Lord has structured and brought into conformity with his will. It must be your determined purpose. Amen. If without this determined purpose, you will not make the sacrifice that is required. You will not pay the price, brethren. We will simply be coming to church, hearing this message, and doing what now? I'm going back home. The men who saw this city saw it. The Bible says they saw the city. They were what now? Persuaded. Are you persuaded, brother? See, they were persuaded that this is reality. Praise the name of the Lord. Are you persuaded? Any man who is persuaded about a thing does something about it. Praise the name of the Lord. See, they saw it and they were persuaded. Then they embraced it. And then they confessed it. Praise the name of the Lord. Paul had a determined purpose. And brethren, this is his purpose. He said, this is why you see me, you know, I take 39 straps. That's enough for a lifetime. Do you understand that? Praise the name of the Lord. Some don't survive it. Paul took it how many times? 3. Praise the name of the Lord. Took it 3. And he kept going. I look at this thing and I say there's something wrong somewhere. Praise the name of the Lord. We must catch this thing. There must be a determined purpose, something that a passion driving you. This is what this water is, brethren. Hallelujah. It's a driving force because it was what was lifting up what now? The ark. Do you understand that, brethren? I can't move from one realm to another without a force. Will what now? Carry me up. I can't carry myself up. Praise the name of the Lord. From one degree of glory to another, there must be a supernatural power that is going to carry us up. Paul said, look at it here. Praise. I want to know him more progressively, more deeply and intimately acquainted with him. Let me just jump. He says that in some way, I may come to know the powers outward now flowing from his resurrection. When Jesus rose from the dead, he released a force in creation. Praise the name of the Lord, that will lift men from sin, that will lift men from death. We're talking about great things here, brethren. I don't know if we believe the things we say. I don't know when Brother Chijoke was talking. I don't know if you understand what we're talking about. Praise the name of the Lord, that the soul can leave its attachment. Do you understand? To the material realm. Do you like things? Praise the name of the Lord. There are things that we like. If somebody is preaching and he mentions that thing, something happens to your heart. Are we together? Is either you decide that I'm going to let go of this thing or what now? I'm going to hold it. But you have a choice to make. Praise the name of the Lord. The Bible says that the gospel is the power of God unto what now? Salvation. Only to them that believe it. Not to those who hear it. Brethren, when you believe a thing, you do something about it. Praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, I don't know if you're understanding what we're talking about. But the truth is that we are beginning to, God wants to bring us into a supernatural lifestyle. Praise the name of the Lord. By every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. When I was going through my, you know, time, I realized certain things. And I began to say, God, oh my God. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Paul said, I want to know the power that there's a river that flows out by virtue of the resurrection. I want to experience it. Praise the name of the Lord. I want to know this power that is working mightily within me. It is a water flowing out. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Go back again to Genesis chapter 6, chapter 7. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. He says that the waters lifted up the ark. I want to be lifted up, brethren. Hallelujah. I want to be lifted up. Look at verse 18. He says, and the waters became what now? Mighty. Brethren, there is a release of this life within us that can become mighty. Praise the name of the Lord. There's a mighty release of God within our soul. The waters became mighty. Somewhere in Acts of the Apostles, praise the name of the Lord, there was a man named Herod, one of the Herods. He opposed the church. He took Peter, locked him up. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. God released Peter from prison. One day the man got up and he came and he made what now? A speech. And the people rose up and shouted, this is the voice of God and not of man. And the Bible said that God smote him and worms ate him up. He says, but mightily grew the word of God and did what now? And prevailed. Brethren, this word can prevail in your life. It can prevail in your situation. It can prevail in your circumstance. It can prevail in your matter, in your marriage. It can prevail even in your body, the situations in our bodies. This word can prevail. He said if the ark was lifted up, as the ark was being lifted up, you know what was happening? The waters were prevailing. Praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, the soul was being what now? Covered. He said that the whole earth of my soul shall be covered with the knowledge of the glory of God. As the water does what now? Covered the sea. Hallelujah! The waters must prevail in your life. This water is flowing from the sanctuary. It's increasing. Praise the name of the Lord. Look at verse, it says, and the waters became mighty and increased greatly upon the land. Praise the name of the Lord. Subduing the situations in my soul. And the ark went gently, what now? Floating upon the surface. Look at verse 19. It says, and the waters prevailed so exceedingly and so mightily upon the earth that all the high hills under the whole skies were covered. What are the hills in your life? The mountains. What are the challenges that you have that you think that God cannot deal with? What is it that you are battled with in your life? What is it, that habit, that attitude, that disposition, that situation, that circumstance? And we have come to a place of adopting a defeatist mentality. It looks as if the word of God is of no effect in our lives. But the Bible says that mightily grew the word of God. And what now? And prevailed. Paul said, I want to know this power. I want to experience it. That's my prayer. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. There is a victorious life. There is an overcoming life. You know, I watched a movie, George Muller. How many people have watched it here? Robber of the Cruel Streets. When we finished watching it, my wife, we fell down and began to cry and began to pray. His life was, you understand, a challenge. There is a reality to this thing that people have lived. They have demonstrated it. They have manifested it. Praise the name of the Lord. And this is our time. This is our generation. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, brother. This thing is not child's play. It's serious business. And God is demanding something from us. An end to playing. And brethren, a commitment to this thing. He said, make it your determined purpose to know this dying. Paul said, I want to know the dying of Jesus Christ in this life. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, the fountains of the deep must be broken up before the windows of heaven can what now? Can open up in our lives. I was looking at the story of Jesus Christ at River Jordan. Praise the name of the Lord. What happened there? The Bible tells us that when he came and submitted to the river, praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? Jordan is a river of what now? Of death. If you have been baptized, for 1 second, you must hold your breath, isn't it? For one point, at least you must die. The Bible says he went down, and as he was coming out of the water, what happened? The heavens did what now? The heavens opened. Amen. The heavens opened. From that day, the heavens never closed to him again. Every ministry of Jesus was out of that open what now? Heavens. Every miracle, he drew it from the open heavens. Praise the name of the Lord. Every revelation, every word he spoke was from the open heavens. There's a brokenness that God must find in our lives that will cause the heavens to do what now? To open to us. Praise the name of the Lord. God says a broken and a contrite heart. There are attitudes in our lives that make it difficult for the word of God to do what now? To be effectual. God says, this is the man to whom I will look, that is of a broken and a contrite heart, and that what now trembles at my word. Why are the heavens closed? Why are we living as if there's no reality to this thing? Praise the name of the Lord. Jesus said, he went down. He did that again at the cross. He came to a point, and the Bible says he gave up what now? The ghost. What does that mean? We're still speaking about the same thing. This breath. This natural, earthy, sensual. He gave it up. And the Bible says immediately he gave up the ghost. What happened? The veil did what now? Rent. The way into the heavens was opened. The earth did what now? Quaked and broke. The things that bind our souls. Chains were what now? Broken. Dead men came out of what now? Their graves. There is a resurrection that we need to know in our soul. My soul must be released. Discipline, let's face the reality. You know, sometimes we talk among ourselves and we see so much of the human passion, the human nature dominating our thinking, our talk. The other day we were looking at a man. His name was Nathanael. Jesus looked at this man and said, behold an Israelite in whom what now? There is no guile. Praise the name of the Lord. How many men do you know who have no guile? Praise the name of the Lord. Who are just straight, plain, transparent, truthful, sincere in every word, every attitude. Jesus saw a man and he saw something he had been looking for and he commended him. He said that concerning the 144,000, he said in the amount was found what now? No guile. Part of the problem we have is the problem of what now? Of guile. I'm not certain whether you mean exactly what you're saying. I'm not certain if you're saying it to impress me or to deceive me. Praise the name of the Lord. Because of that, we can't believe one, do you understand, another. But Jesus told, he said, I've seen one in whom there is what now? No, you know what he told him? He said, hereafter, you will see heaven what now? There is something that God is looking. There is something he's seeking in the hearts of people that will open the heavens, that the windows of heaven will open up, and the rain of righteousness will begin to do what now? To come down. You know, he said, break up your fallow grounds. Hallelujah. There has to be a brokenness so that the Lord can do what now? Rain righteousness. There is a preparation for this visitation. Praise the name of the Lord. God wants to release something in our lives. There is a gospel that can change men. Praise the name of the Lord. Do you understand me? The Bible says this gospel is God's power to save. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed. Righteousness that leads unto what now? Righteousness. Faith that leads unto what now? Faith. Salvation that leads unto what now? Salvation. Deliverance that leads unto what now? Deliverance. Change that leads unto what now? Change. We make this word look as if it is of non-what now? Effect. How can we hear these things, brethren, and we are not yet changed? I want to be sincere. What I mean is that I told God, I said, this year I'm going into, I want to take time to seek. You know, the Lord spoke to me about the word Brassam brought. It was during this situation I was going through. The first day, as I was watching the Lord say, it is time to do what now? To seek God. And I said, well, Lord, your face I will seek. If you think you are busy, you better mind yourself. Hallelujah. You better determine what your priority is. It is time to do what? To seek God. You have to make God your priority. You have to seek Him as a necessity. Without Him, we cannot get anywhere. Praise the name of the Lord. It is resurrection time. Praise the name of the Lord. The soul must come out of prison. The soul must come out of the grave. The soul, Paul said, if by any means I might attain unto that earlier moral and spiritual resurrection that lifts me out from among the dead. Brethren, I want to get out from among the dead. In this realm, all are what now? Dead men. We are all motivated by bread. I want to leave that realm, praise the name of the Lord, and begin to be nourished by what? Every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. You know why? God says, the word that comes out of my mouth, when it comes to you, it must accomplish what now? Something. It cannot return to me what now? Void. It's supposed to bring something from you. It's supposed to provoke an offering. It's supposed to provoke a response from you. If it comes out of my mouth. Praise the name of the Lord. How can we deal with this kind of spirit and we remain the same? Praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, we need to go home every man and consider our ways. Consider what we are doing. Because if it is this word that proceeds from God's mouth, it has power. Praise the name of the Lord. He says here that the waters prevail. That is the mountains. You know, whatever the situation that are mountains in your life, this water has this word now. covered all of them. It subdued the situations. It covered the mountains. It prevailed over the mountains. The Bible says these waters continue to prevail until everything in which there was a breath of life did what now? Perished. Praise the name of the Lord. Every emptiness, every carnality, every fleshliness, this water did what now? Prevailed over them. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. There is a spirit within you, brother. There is a spirit within you, sister. Hallelujah. What God has given you is sufficient for your overcoming. Praise the name of the Lord. We need to release it. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Let me just move on and jump quickly, because I'm sure my time is gone. I want to jump to verse chapter 8 quickly. Praise the name of the Lord. When we get to chapter 8, the picture changes. Praise the name of the Lord. The whole game changes. This time around, the waters now represent the waters of carnality, the waters of emptiness. Praise the name of the Lord that is prevailing over the soul of the fallen man. Praise the name of the Lord. But are we together? The soul is covered with emptiness. And God said, I'm going to dry up what now? These waters. Am I communicating, brethren? Praise the name of the Lord. These waters are the waters that give energy to who now? The carnal, soulish, fleshly nature. And the Bible said that God began to send out his breeze. And the wind began to blow, brethren, upon what now? The water. Every time the word of God comes to you, the Lord is releasing the wind. Praise the name of the Lord. To blow upon the waters. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. What's the time, please? 9:19. Okay. So we'll get to 9:30. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just felt the Lord, brethren, stirring up our hearts. The days of just dealing with the word of God as if it's just stories. You know, we're talking about things that, you know, we hear it and then we are not disturbed whether it is working in our lives. It's all what now? Over. You must see God. You must come to a place of proving whether this thing is actually what now? Real. And brethren, it is real. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The word of God is living. The Bible says it is what now? Quick, alive, full of living power. Sharper than what? Any two-edged word, sword. That is the nature of this word. You must decide that I'm going to experience this word the way God has what now? Described it. I want to connect with this spirit. God is a living God. Do you understand that? He is the God of the spirit of what? All flesh. He said that the one that quickeneth the dead and calleth the things that be not what now as though they were. What is he speaking about me? What is he saying about me? Praise the name of the Lord. I want to experience what God is saying about who now? About me. Praise the name of the Lord. He said he has called me to glory. He has called me to what now? Virtue. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, usually under normal circumstances, people love to take one and leave what now? The other. We love to take the glory and we love to leave the what now? The virtue. He said he has called us to life and godliness. We want to take the life and want to leave out the what now? The godliness. But those two must always what now? Go together. They are divine marriages. You understand? Glory and virtue are what now? Husband and wife. Life and godliness are what now? Husband and wife. And what God has joined together, let no man what now? Put asunder. People talk life. They talk prosperity. They talk this sin without the godliness that goes with it. Praise the name of the Lord. But he has called us to glory. He has also called us to what now? Virtue, moral excellence. He has called us to life, but he has also called us to what now? Godliness. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Verse 1 of chapter 8, it said, God earnestly remembered Noah and every living thing and all the animals that were with him. We are now inside the ark. Now let's assume that this ark is our what now? Our soul. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Floating on the waters of carnality and emptiness. Corpses all over the place. Praise the name of the Lord. But because God has spoken a word, said, I will surely visit you. You know, like Joseph spoke to his brethren. He said, I know your situation. You are in Egypt. But I give you a word from the Lord. God will surely what now? Visit you and bring you what now? Out of this place. I anchor on that. Praise the name of the Lord. In other words, I don't know, whatever my situation is right now, it's not going to be my final what now? Situation. And brethren, that is the same word. No matter what symptoms may manifest in your body, you dare not accept it. If you want to live, you dare not what now? Accept it. The first step towards death is to accept it. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. The first step towards death is to what now? Accept it. You have to come to a point of defining God's plan and purpose for what now? Your life. There was something Watchman Nee said. He said, until you are certain that you have fulfilled, you understand, God's purpose for what now? Your life. Death is an enemy. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Until you are clear. If you can say like Paul, I have fought the faith race, I have run the race, I've finished my work. Fine. Praise the name of the Lord. But until you are clear about that, death is what now? Is an enemy. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. What is God saying about you? Find it out and stand there. Praise the name of the Lord. Concerning righteousness, concerning godliness, concerning holiness, concerning deliverance. The word of God is a reality. All of us are going to be a platform where God is going to demonstrate this reality. Praise the name of the Lord. And brethren, we need to. This is the life we are going to live. Praise the name of the Lord. God remembered Noah earnestly and every living thing and all the animals that were with him in the ark. And God made a wind to blow over the land. And the waters began to do what now? Sink and abate. Every time you hear the word of God, there is a drying up. Hallelujah. Of the waters of death in your soul. Praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, these waters continue to go down. He says, also the fountains of the deep and the windows of heaven were what now? Closed. And verse 3 says, and the waters receded from the land, what now? Continually. Sometimes you may feel that nothing is happening, but something is what now? Is happening. If you hear the word that proceeds from the mouth of God, that wind goes out. This word I speak to you, they are what now? Spirit. And they are what now? They are life. There's a drying up of the waters. Praise the name of the Lord. The principle of emptiness, carnality, death. Because these were also waters of what now? Of death that have been prevailing over the soul. God is what now? Drying them up. Praise the name of the Lord. Look at verse 5. He said, and the waters continue to diminish. Praise the name of the Lord. The waters continue to what now? To diminish until the 10th month. On the first day of the 10th month, the tops of the high hills were what now? Beginning to see. Life is coming out. Praise the name of the Lord. Our head will come out of the waters. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It says, at the end of another 40 days, Noah opened a window of the ark. He began to get a glimpse into the realms of what now? Of God. Praise the name of the Lord. Life is prevailing over what now? Over death. Praise the name of God. Began to open a window. Noah began to get glimpses into the heavens, into the things of God. He began to have insight into the mind of God, into the purposes of God. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Look at verse 7. And he sent forth what now? A raven, which kept going to and what? And fro. Until the waters were dried up from the land. The raven always goes first. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Darkness first. Before what now? The light. The raven went out first. And the devil could, you know, he had a field day. The enemy has had a field day, brethren. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. But the Lord's day is what now? Is coming. The raven didn't need, he kept hopping from one corpse Do you understand? To another. But then darkness has fed upon humanity. Amen. Devil, raven was feeding from one dead body to another, from one dead body to another. It says, then he sent forth a dove to see if the waters had what now? Decreased. But then from the beginning, God had looked forward to a resting place within man. Praise the name of the Lord. A resting place for the dove. Over time, God will visit humanity and return. Praise the name of the Lord. Because no tabernacle had what now? Had been prepared for him. There was no resting place. Praise the name of the Lord. He says, but the dove found no resting place on which to do what now? To rest. And she returned to him to the ark. For the waters were yet on the face of the whole land. But there are certain aspects of our personality, certain aspects of our character, of our lifestyle, that is not compatible with the presence of what now? Of God. But God has a hope. Amen. Because afterwards he did what now? He waited another what now? 7 days. And sent for the dove out of the ark. God was persistent in seeking a resting place. Praise the name of the Lord. 11. And the dove came back to him in the evening. And behold, in her mouth was a newly sprouted and freshly plucked what now? Olive leaf. You know what the olive symbolizes? Praise the name of the Lord. It's a symbol for the church. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So Noah knew that the waters had what now? Subsided from the land. Brethren, the waters are going down. Brethren, there's a church rising up. Every day the waters are what now? Coming down. Praise the name of the Lord. They're drying up. Yes. This is just the manifestation of the first fruit. What is it? When the Holy Spirit was given on the day of Pentecost, Paul said something. He said that we have received what now? The first fruits of what now? The Spirit. In other words, God is abiding in a measure, but not what now? In the full measure. But there was hope. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. He says, then he waited another what now? 7 days and sent for the dove. But she did not return to him what now? Anymore. Hallelujah. Because the dove had found what now? A resting place. Praise the name of the Lord. That was what God showed Ezekiel. He said, son of man, the place of my rest, the place for the sole of my feet, where I will dwell in the midst of the children of what now? Of Israel. He said, they will no longer defile my tabernacle. Praise the name of the Lord. Because the waters were what now? Dried. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now look at verse 13. In the year 601 of Noah's life, on the first day of the first month, the waters were drying up from the land, and Noah removed the covering of the ark. Praise the name of the Lord. This is another dimension of what now? Unveiling of the heavens, of the mind of God, of the purpose of God, of the things of what now? The Spirit. It wasn't a window that was open this time. Praise the name of the Lord. He removed the covering of the ark. Praise the name of the Lord. The heavens were what? Opened. Praise the name of the Lord. And he looked, and behold, the surface of the ground was what now? Drying. Brethren, this process is a serious matter. Hallelujah. The drying up of the waters. Brethren, the energy that propels anger and pride and lust, do you understand the point? And greed and all the works of the flesh must dry out. Praise the name of the Lord. And brethren, they were drying because the wind of the Lord was what now? Blowing continuously. And verse 14 says, and on the 27th day of the second month, hallelujah, the land was what now? Entirely dry. Who says that God will not do it, brethren? Hallelujah. Brethren, it says that he dried up completely. Entirely. Brethren, the fleshly man had ceased. Praise the name of the Lord. And God spoke to Noah. See what the Lord says? Go forth from the ark. It was time for the manifestation of the sons of God. Hallelujah. There's a life within that is to be manifested. Are we together, brethren? All of creation will see it. He says, go forth from the ark, you and your wife and your sons and their wives with you. Bring forth every living thing that is with you, of all flesh, birds and beasts, and every creeping thing that creepeth upon the ground, that they may do what now? Breed abundantly upon the land, and be fruitful, and multiply upon the earth. And the Bible says, and Noah went forth, and his wife, and his sons, and their wives with him. Brethren, you see, there's a new creation that is coming. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? It will only come after the old creation has been what now? Terminated. The second Adam and his wife will bring forth a new race. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. After the old has what now? Been terminated. I was reading something in Peter, 2 Peter chapter 3. And he began to talk about the three worlds. He said that there was a world that then what now was, right? That world was terminated by what now? Water. Praise the name of the Lord. Now that speaks about you and me when we got born again. Praise the name of the Lord. The first baptism was a baptism of what now? Of water. Praise the name of the Lord. It brought the old world, the old man that I was, to what now? A terminal end. Praise the name of the Lord. And started a process. But it now says that the world, the heavens and the earth that are now, are reserved unto what now? Fire. Oh yes, tribulation. Praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, are we together? This world, this one, is reserved unto what now? Fire. And when this fire has finished its work, God will bring forth a new heaven and what now? A new earth wherein dwelleth what now? Righteousness. Prepare for the fire. Praise the name of the Lord. He says that the man you knew, John said, I'm baptizing with only with what now? Water. But the one that is coming is going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with what now? With fire. But then the fire will try us. Praise the name of the Lord. The situations and the circumstances that you are going to go through will show what is in you. There is no way you can know whether I can fight until somebody provokes me what now? Sufficiently. Do you understand that? Bro, Eberi, maybe I have not been sufficiently provoked. But I was really provoked when I was coming to this camp. Praise the name of the Lord. Bro Emeka was there. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, what I'm trying to tell you is that that aspect of my personality has to die. And you must decide and agree with God. Lord, this aspect of me, these waters must do what now? Dry out. That thing that gives energy to this thing must completely what now? Dry out. Praise the name of the Lord. And brethren, this is God's thought for us. This is God's plan for us. This is what God has in mind for you. But you must cooperate with him. Praise the name of the Lord. If Jesus refused to go down to the waters that day, the heavens will not have opened to him. Praise the name of the Lord. There is a yieldedness. The Bible says he became obedient unto what now? Unto death. Obedience is a daily thing. Until you are conformed unto what now? His death. If by any means, this thing, this resurrection begins to lift me up. Praise the name of the Lord. I begin to find out that I'm no longer affected and influenced by my what now? Environment. I'm only affected by what now? The heavens. You know, what influences you tells you the environment where you are. Some of us are sitting affected by our neighbors. What would they think? Do you understand the point? What would they say? That's why fashion has a power on us. It tells us that we're actually dwelling where now. You wear certain things to impress certain what now? People. Don't you understand that? So that certain people will feel that you actually what now? Belong. That's the problem. There's no other problem. There's no other problem why you should wear, a young lady should wear a heel that she's walking, like she's not comfortable and she's wearing it. Something has told her somewhere that this is the thing to do what now? To wear. Who is that thing talking to you? Those waters must dry. Praise the name of the Lord. You must come to a point of being led by what now? The Spirit. By every word that proceeded from what now? The mouth of God. There is an energy in that word. Every time God speaks to you and you obey it, the what happens to you? Life what? Increases. The waters within the soul does what now? Increase. Rises up. You begin to prevail. Every time God speaks again and you respond to it, what happens? There's a release of life again. And the waters will keep increasing and prevail over the mountains, over the situations and circumstances in your life. Until the whole earth is covered with the knowledge of the glory of God, as the water covered the sea. God bless you all.